From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Karish reporting. White House officials say a federal force of 10,000 people, including 7,000 troops, are helping the U.S. territory of Puerto Rico dig out of the devastation left by Hurricane Maria. The U.S. Navy ship Comfort, a 1,000-bed hospital ship, is scheduled to depart for the island on Friday. Critics have accused the Trump administration of not responding quickly enough to the hurricane, which ravaged Puerto Rico on September 17th, taking out buildings, knocking out communications, and nearly destroying the island's aging power grid. President Trump is scheduled to visit Puerto Rico and the U.S. Virgin Islands on Tuesday. At least 22 people have been killed with dozens more injured in a stampede in Mumbai on Friday morning. The stampede occurred when a crowd of people were taking cover in a bridge during a monsoon downpour. Brijesh Upadhyay was there. He says that the stampede happened because there were too many members of the public on the bridge and that the people were in a hurry to get out and that they felt suffocated. Although the cause of the stampede is still unclear, there are reports that people thought the bridge was about to collapse after some chunks of concrete fell, causing people to flee. In Kabul, Afghan officials say a suicide bomber has targeted a Shiite mosque, killing at least 4 people and wounding 16. The attack near a mosque in Kabul took place after Friday prayers when worshippers were on their way home. There was no immediate claim of responsibility. The blast happened shortly before the beginning of the Muslim holy day of Ashura. Attacks against Shiites are not uncommon in Afghanistan. Shiites comprise 15% of the country's 30 million people. This is